Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You gotta love the resume. Three-term Pennsylvania state senator. Also a commissioner on the gaming control board here in Pennsylvania. President of the Monroeville Area Chamber of Commerce. But more than that, Sean Logan is just a really good guy. And he's joining us now to talk to us about something very personal to him. And, you know, Sean, we want to welcome you. Obviously, Marty and you have been in touch for a while now. But it wasn't until Marty told me I had no idea what you've been going through.
First of all, did my mother write that introduction?
Logan, my man.
That's the intro only a mother could write.
I love it. You've done a lot, man. You've done a lot. And I think it's important that people know what your next chapter is.
Yeah, tell people what you're battling, who don't know, Sean.
Well, I battle Parkinson's, so it's a daily battle, but one that you get focused on and realize that it always could be worse, and realize that you're faced with some challenges during the day, and you learn how to overcome those. But more, importantly, you learn how to try to make the best of it. And you learn how to try to help in a 10,000 foot level, kind of help the cause. And in this particular instance, it's finding a cure.
When did you find out?
To get diagnosed, it's a long process. It's a 3 or so year process. Neurodegenerative diseases, especially ones that mimic Parkinson's, are Huntington disease, Alzheimer's, ALS. So there's some of those that you have to kind of back out before a diagnosis is made. So it's a long process, but one that you kind of start to assume it. It's not like you take a blood test and they say you have A, B, or C, and it kind of hits you like a ton of bricks.
It has to progress, right? It
does.
Right?
Well, Logan, let's talk about you, though. You are a warrior, brother. You could sit in a chair and just get angry.
That's what I was going to say. You could curl up in a ball and throw it in.
You've raised over $1 million. And tell us how.
Yeah, we are in the 3+ years with the race and other events and fundraising. We're at about $1.15 million. So, where it started out as my family saying, let's, pinned is UPMC and Pitts Institute for, and I always say there's not a harder word to say. Thank God we just call it PIN, but it's the Pittsburgh Institute for Neurodegenerative Diseases, and where it started out that, we were going to raise a few dollars to buy coffee and maybe keep the lights on, has turned into, as you said, almost $1.2 million in 3 years. So we've done a little bit more.
That's amazing. And what do you have coming up?
Yeah, tell us about the event.
Well, we have the PIN 5K, and that's on Labor Day each year. This will be the 4th annual. So after this year, just the race itself is, about $500,000-$600,000 in 4 years. Last year we had about 800 people participate. It's a 5K and a 1 mile walk in Boyce Park in obviously Monroeville and Plum. And it's sponsored by UPMC and Highmark and the Steelers and so many great community partners throughout the city of Pittsburgh. And all these dollars, 100% of it, we raise money to pay for a lot of the things that happen at the race, but 100% of the proceeds go to research at PIND.
I want to tell this story, and we're going to get you back before the race again, but I want to tell the story. So he goes to this Starbucks early in the morning, and he shakes somewhat. He has tremors,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And this guy sitting next to Sean, And he says,
now, don't use that. You can use the word.
I'll just use F
in your blog, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
probably cut us all off if you.
Right.
He says to Logan, who's having these tremors.
Sure.
He says, "Would you quit shaking the effing table?" Did he not, Sean?
He did.
And your response was, which is brilliant.
Brilliant.
I wish I could, bro.
Oh, that's a great line.
I wish I could. And you didn't tell him that you had Parkinson's, did you?
I did not. He actually got up and walked to another portion of the Starbucks. But that's just, you know, I mean, that doesn't bother me. I mean, you move on, and probably that day I called, you know, two or three people for money. Those type of things.
Right.
Just beautiful.
So, how do people?
You know, the next person doesn't shake or tremor. That's what fuels it.
I love this.
We're going to do it again next, Sean. We'll do it right before the race and talk to you again.
Okay. Thanks,
Fair
guys.
Enough. Man, oh, good to hear your voice.
Okay. Take care.
Amazing stuff.
I love him.
What a warrior.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.